I cooked myself a kind of ready-made meal last night, some chili con carne in a can and some boil-of-the-bag rice, both of which said on the packet they served two people. And now, it was just me eating. I piled it all on one plate, ate it, was still hungry afterwards, finished it no problem. There's two options there. Either I have a huge appetite, or they're not very generous with their projected serving size. No way could those have served two. You'd have had two very hungry people instead of just one very hungry person. I went horse racing at Ascot for the first time over the weekend. Now, the company a friend of mine works for was sponsoring one of the races, but me and another mate were not allowed up to the exclusive bars, even though we had the right tickets, because we were scruffy. We were both wearing blue jeans. They're very strict on dress codes there, by the way, just in case you're planning on going. We did try and argue our case, but when the security guard there is wearing a three-piece suit and a bowler hat, even we could see we were a bit underdressed for the occasion. Nice day out, though. Did spot the racing presenter, Claire Baldin, there. Should have asked her for some tips. Didn't have any winners. Disaster from that point of view. The dream job, then, for men, according to a new poll, is to host Top Gear. That is the job that most fellas want, followed by a video games tester and a professional sportsman. I imagine golf or football would be the two major choices there. Actually met Richard Hammond once from Top Gear. Really nice bloke. Very easy to talk to. And good fun. And I asked him, it must be fun to work on Top Gear, but surely Jeremy Clarkson, he puts it on, you know, he puts it on for the TV, doesn't he? He must sort of ham it up. He looked me straight in the eye and went, nope, Jeremy Clarkson is that annoying all the time. On TV or off TV, it's exactly the same. Though he did say he loved his job. He had a lot of fun doing it. So the top job that we all want, apparently, according to this survey, if we're a man, is to be a presenter on Top Gear. You get to drive some nice cars and mess about a lot. Sounds pretty ideal, doesn't it? A company has unveiled an unusual vending machine that enables you to get married for just £1. The 8-foot-tall pink auto-wed machine is described by its Falmouth-based makers, Concept Shed, as a parking meter mixed up with a Cadillac. To kick off proceedings, the machine plays a specially composed intro version of the wedding march. The ceremony itself takes place courtesy of robotic voice before customers take their vows, pressing one button for I do and another for escape, which I guess means if you change your mind. And after inputting the names, the happy couple then get a wedding receipt and two plastic rings in egg-shaped capsules. And just in case things don't work out, the machine also issues a 10% off voucher for auto divorce. I'm pretty sure these marriages are not legally binding. Sounds like a bit of seaside fun and no more.